Joining us live over the phone right now out of the gate is the public information officer for Wyoming Team 2 at the Shell Creek Fire, which is burning in eastern Lincoln County. That's Clayton Hansen. Good morning, Clayton. How are you today?
Oh, good morning, Duke. Doing very well. How about yourself?
Hey, doing great. Really appreciate you taking some time with us and giving us an update on this Shell Creek Fire, which is burning in the Kemmer Ranger District of the Bridger-Teton National Forest. What's the latest on this fire condition, and what are crews doing to contain this right now?
Well, crews are actually beginning to transition right now. We are 189 acres. We've been at that number over the weekends, despite the hot and dry conditions. They made good progress, basically setting up a perimeter that should last through the incoming rainfall. And so we are at about 80% containment as of this morning, which is good news. So we're going to be transitioning to a little smaller team, basically back to the Bridger-Teton National Forest. One of their Type 4 teams will be taking over tomorrow morning to do the final suppression, assuming that is necessary after the forecast rainfall this week. So going well, let me just put it that way.
Well, I know that the battle against this fire began really quickly. As soon as this started, you guys hopped on it real quick just because of the potential it had in the terrain. And it sounds like that previous fires have burned in this same area. So keeping it to under 200 acres, I think, is phenomenal for you guys.
Oh, absolutely. That was one of our goals, to keep it in a pretty small footprint. So it didn't put any other values at risk. There are a lot of fuels to the south and east that would then, could potentially mean that we could be on that fire for weeks as opposed to a week and a half. So it was great that we were able to get all these resources on it really quick, especially with the national fire situation, and keep it under 200 acres. So exactly. It's been ultimately, a pretty good fight to keep it down to this size. And down at this size as well, it benefits the landscape, makes for some better grazing and hunting up there, with 200 acres in that drainage.
Clayton Hansen joining us live this morning. He's the public information officer for Wyoming Team 2 battling the Shell Creek Fire in Lincoln County. Clayton, this fire, I guess, officially is still listed as unknown in cause. Is there any hunches as to what may have caused this fire, or is there really just no idea right now?
Well, that is correct. The cause is still under investigation. There was lightning activity, but there were, other possible causes in that area as well. So we can't officially say one way or the other. So once that investigation is done, you'll probably see that change from unknown to either lightning caused, human caused, whatever the case may be.
And you touched on this, Clayton, but just another reminder for how delicate the fire situation is right now. And outside of this fire, Western Wyoming specifically has kind of dodged the bullets compared to other states around the West. But it doesn't take much to change that, does it?
Absolutely not. No, we're still under stage one fire restrictions, even with the forecast moisture for the rest of this week. It's still going to be very dry out there. There are a lot of really dry, big fuels, dead and down timber, even if it greens up a little bit after some monsoonal rain. So, be fire aware, and the fire season will go on.
Well, Clayton, thank you so much for your time. Anything we missed on the Shell Creek Fire that you'd like to mention this morning?
Well, I really want to thank the local community for their outpouring of support during this fire. I mean, that's been such a, huge morale boost to the firefighters, and it's been such a great help to the incident management team down here in Kemmer. From lemonade stands to bottled water to just the support that they were giving us on social media and even by visiting the incident command post. This has been a really positive experience, and I think folks around here understand exactly what limiting the size of this fire means to protecting an area that's really special to them.
Clayton Hansen, public information officer for Wyoming Team 2 at the Shell Creek Fire, and 80% contained, and hoping to wrap things up this week. Correct, Clayton?
That is the hope.
All right. Appreciate your time. Thank you so much. And again, thank you to the entire team that's battled this fire.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for having me, Duke.
You betcha. That's Clayton Hansen again with the Shell Creek Fire. A quick break here. Back with news headlines next on the SVI Radio Network.